RN Breakfast. It was 1968. Returning from India, the Beatles released a double album. It became the White Album, and it perhaps demonstrated the genius of John, Paul, George and Ringo better than any other.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
Classic Beatles. Well, to celebrate the album's 40th anniversary back in 2009, four of Australia's best rock performers, Tim Rogers, Josh Pike, Chris Chaney and Phil Jamieson, got together to do something even the Beatles hadn't attempted. That is, perform the whole White Album live on stage in one concert. Well, they did it. It was a great success, and they're about to do it again, touring the country with a 17-piece rock orchestra. Earlier, I caught up with Josh Pike, the singer-songwriter, who's now clocked up four top 10 albums since his ARIA-winning debut in 2007, along with Chris Chaney, a lead guitarist and singer with The Living End.
Hello.
Hello.
It's a star-studded group. So who is who? That's the first thing I want to know.
I'm Chris.
I'm Josh.
Who's Paul? Who's John?
We don't really do that, but if we had to, I would probably be...
Ringo.
No. Nobody really wants to be Ringo. Not that people should want to be Ringo. He's an amazing drummer. Like, digging deep into these songs with the band, you realise more and more what an incredible musician he was. But I'd say I'd probably be George Martin.
There you go.
Yeah.
I remember Tim saying last time people would ask that question, which one is which? And Tim would go, well, I'm Stuart Sutcliffe.
So, I mean, what prompted this at the very outset, coming together to perform such an iconic album? Was it love of the album yourself?
Well, it wasn't really our decision. It wasn't our project. It was something that was put together by Tim Woods. He's done it with a few different records, but, you know, grabbing a classic record that, you know, most people are very familiar with and performing it, on stage, note for note. And it's like what you were describing then about it's the 20-piece, like, band and four singers out the front performing all the songs that the Beatles never even performed themselves. It's like, are we mad? Well, so that's what I was thinking at first. Well, this is crazy.
Was there pause for thought, or you didn't say yes straight away? You had to think about it.
It's sacred material, for sure. You don't want to get up there and just kind of...
blow it.
Yeah, play.
I definitely feel the pressure when I get up and play Blackbird. It's like, you know. But I think the thing for us is that as much as it is a tribute to the band, we're not impersonators. We're not Beatles impersonators.
Not impersonators. And it's not like a cover either. It's something different.
Well,
a reinterpretation or what? I don't know.
It's
what?
More like a homage, would you say?
Isn't that
an
cheese?
Homage? Yeah. That's type of cheese.
Yes, I would agree. I mean, the band behind us, they play it kind of note for note. But we don't get up there thinking, okay, now I'm Paul, I'm going to try and sound like him. We're trying to bring our own personalities and individuality, I suppose, to that. It's kind of like you're meeting sort of halfway. And I mean, whatever we did last time, it worked because it was such a success. And we got such a rush each night from playing these songs. And you could just see the people's faces in the audience just kind of lighting up because it is unique. It's not just going to see the Sgt. Pepper's cover band at your local RSL. It's a lot different to that. And it's a rock gig. You know, it's like it's loud and it's in your face and it's awesome.
That's true, Chris. But is it true this second round was almost not going to happen because of your Japanese girlfriend?
Oh, your wife would be interested to hear about that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the timing to get the second one right was definitely challenging. Because of the success, I guess, of the first one, we've been approached to do it round two a few times, and the timing just never worked. It's pretty hard getting all of us in the same place at the same time, and, you know, Chris is flying in from LA to do it, and, you know, I'm flying in from Dalachill, Sydney to do this. It's been challenging, but it was kind of like the first time for me when I found out who was involved, and it's a bit of a no-brainer. If the timing's right, it's a lot of fun. So, it's good to do.
It's not just like that great Australian International Orchestra where they get all the great Australians who are performing in the Berliner Philharmonic and the London Symphony, and they get them back once every two or three years. It's an extraordinary logistical exercise to perform as Australians at the Opera House.
Yeah, right.
Don't think I'm complimenting you too much.
No. Well, I mean, the thing
it's
about
no
this
faint
is
praise.
The first time around, it was the 40th anniversary of that record, and There'd been talk of doing it again, and I think, as Josh said, it was a case of we would only do it if it was the four of us singers. It's not something where we interchange people. And now it's the 45th anniversary.
I like to think of it as just the fifth anniversary of the first time we did it.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary, man.
How does it feel knowing, though, that everyone in the world remembers where they were when you died?
It's touching. I don't know how to answer that.
You got a good tan for a corpse.
Yeah. So what are we going to hear?
I'm going to play the song Blackbird, a McCartney song, but I won't be singing it with a Lilliputian accent. I'll just be singing it as me.
Good.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the light of the dark black night. Seen in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Beautiful. Josh Pike, absolutely stunning. Chris Chaney with us as well.
Yep, back from the dead.
And they'll be joined by Phil Jamieson and Tim Rogers. And you can see, if you want more of that, in fact, if you want the whole album, can you imagine that same quality replicated with Back in the USSR, Ubladi Ublada, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Happiness is a Warm Gun, and all the rest? A huge challenge, but you've proved yourself up to it. So thank you very much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Josh Pike along with Chris Chaney there. They'll be joining Tim Rogers, Phil Jamieson, the White Album Concert Tour starting in Brisbane's Lyrics Theatre on Sunday. We'll put all the details on our website, and a double CD of the four of them performing the White Album live is just out as well.